Hello everyone, we are officially back with a brand new Super 564 Daily Show. I can't wait, it's going to be amazing. My name is Jay, your host of the show, and we've got everything lined up for you today, from our number 10 story, Legend of Korra, all the way down to the number 1 story with Call of Duty. It's going to be a great show. Thank you so much for listening. Welcome to the Super 564 Daily Show. City Comics presents Epic, the Earth's Protector in Crisis. The Alpha Strand, Arise Alphas Part 2. Now available online at darkcitycomics.com. Brought to you by Superfy 64. All right, everyone, it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty. It's time for the Super 564 Daily Show. Let's go ahead and get it kicked off right now in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Story number 10 today comes to you from ScreenCrush.com. This is The Legend of Korra. Okay, on the series finale, spoiler alert to anyone that has not seen the series finale, please skip ahead at this exact moment, please. But on the series finale, it was confirmed that two of the main stars did have a bisexual relationship. This is huge in the news in the anime world, especially American anime. I say go anime for their amazing way that they're able to portray life of human beings from every walk of life. And another great story from this comes from the fact that Turtle Duck Date Night. Apparently, it was a date night had between the two main characters, and there's artwork to be revealed on that was revealed on Tumblr to go along with the series finale. So you can look that up. It's called the Turtle Duck Date Night artwork, and it was created by the people who created the show, and you can actually look that up right now. It was released on Tumblr. Let's go with the number 9 news story of the day. It's actually going to be some sad news, you guys. Unfortunately, comic book artist Norman Lee has gone missing in the Cayman Islands while snorkeling with his wife. Unfortunately, the police have officially stopped searching after a week of no results. You may know him because he has worked on Marvel and DC Comics on titles including Avengers, X-Men, and Supergirl. Hearts and prayers go out to him and his family right now. That's unfortunate. All right, you guys, number 8 news story. Mark Hamill. We all know Mark Hamill. Mark Hamill will be reprising his role as the Trickster in an upcoming episode of The Flash. It's going to be the March 31st episode. Mark Hamill was also known for playing The Flash back in the old Flash series on CBS. And now he's going to be in the new one. And they're continuing his storyline. So apparently he's been in jail for like 20 years. And he's been thinking up the perfect crime. And now he's going to come back with the perfect crime on this Flash show, which I think is pretty freaking epic. Number 7 news story comes to us from none other than the world of Ghostbusters. Remember, we also reported when they decided to release the news that an all-female cast will be heading up the Ghostbusters reboot. Now, what they are saying is that Sony Pictures has opened up a new department in their corporation called Ghost Corps. Their sole mission is to seek out new opportunities for Ghostbusters to make a profit, basically. They have already greenlit a guy's version of Ghostbusters, so on top of doing an all-female cast, they will also be doing a new movie after that with an all-male cast, both completely separate franchises. So they're going to get multiple movies from the girl series, multiple movies from the guy series, and they're even in talks to have Channing Tatum be one of the stars of the guy series. I say all speed ahead. I didn't agree with this at first, but then I thought about it, but I was like, Wait, the more Ghostbusters the merrier. If they can show it from all walks of life, that would be great. Hey, let's do a Ghostbusters Jr. Get a bunch of kid stars in there. I don't care, as long as I'm seeing Ghostbusters on the screen, this is great news in my book. Alright, number 6 news story, then we're gonna take a break. Number 6 comes to us from the land of the Walking Dead. Walking Dead prequel has been greenlit by Robert Kirkman and Dave Alpert. You may know Dave Alpert because Dave Alpert did Sons of Anarchy. Can you imagine? Robert Kirkman, Walking Dead, Dave Alpert, Sons of Anarchy will be doing a Walking Dead prequel, which is set to air later this summer. The first season, it's actually been greenlit for 2 whole seasons. So the first season is going to air later this summer. Second season is going to be late 2016. And they're saying that it's a prequel. But, I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, what I think, they're just going to start at the beginning of the Walking Dead series and go with a new group of people in a new part of the country and go from there. Which, I mean, I don't mind. I think that that's going to be really, really creative. There's so many storylines that can be told from that series. From any person's point of view, they might even run into a few of the characters that we didn't get to see their storyline, you know, throughout the beginning. So that could be innovative and new and breathe new life into the series. So I'm all for it. All right, you guys, that was your 10 to 6 countdown. We'll be back with the top 5 in just a few minutes.
Hi, this is Brandon, co-host of the Sub 60 Music Show. Do you love music? Do you want to discover new music you won't find pretty much anywhere else? Well, look no further than the Sub 60 Music Show, sponsored by Superfly 64. We promote unsigned artists from all around the globe, so you can get a chance to hear their music. Weekly shows will be starting again in March, so come get involved in the future of music. Sub 60, keep music alive.
All right, everyone, we are officially back, and it's time to get the top 5 countdown underway in 3, 2, 1, go. All right, right now we're coming to you with number 5, and here is a fantastic story and honestly just inspiring story. Weird Al recently performed his new parody song Yoda, which is a parody of the song Lola by the Kinks, with a chorus of autistic children, on a Night of Too Many Stars. That's the name of the TV show. But the true star was Jody, I think her name is Dip Piazza, who was diagnosed with autism at age 2. Last year, she performed Fireworks with Katy Perry, and this year, she accompanied Weird Al with the song Yoda. The video is up online for you guys to see, and you don't want to miss this amazing performance, you guys. It's honestly just truly inspiring and really, really cool. All right, number 4 news story comes to you with the fact that they have released, Pixar and Disney have released the trailer, or trailer 2, I should say, of the movie Inside Out. It is out right now. It looks like a really great movie about emotions, so go check it out. Apparently, it centers on the emotions that that every person has in their body, so it will like go directly into your mind and you'll be able to see the emotions that you have inside of your mind, and every emotion takes on a different persona. It actually looks really cool, and if it's done really right, I think this could be a true hit for the year. Everyone's already talking about it. All right, the number 3, we're down to the top 3 already. The number 3 story today, it comes from, oh my gosh, the man, the legend, Tim Burton, ladies and gentlemen. Tim Burton will be directing the live action movie for the old cartoon movie Dumbo. Yes, he will be directing the live action Dumbo, and I am all on board. Like, Tim Burton did a lot of my childhood movies done his way. Alice in Wonderland, he also did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, and those are 2 of my favorite movies done by him. So I am fully 100% on board. This Dumbo movie is going to be epic. You guys don't want to miss it. All right, the number 2 news story comes from a fellow Big Banger, Big Bang Theory's Jim Parsons gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He just recently got that, and we want to wish him all the congratulations in the world. We all know he deserves it from all of his amazing work on the Big Bang Theory. And finally, you guys, we have reached the number 1 story, and that comes to you from IGN.com, none other than Basically, there has been a petition for Modern Warfare 2 to be remastered. Fans have petitioned for Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 to be remastered as it was to them one of the best Call of Duty games. It was one of the best Call of Duty games for the fans. The online petition has already surpassed 100,000 signatures. No word yet on whether Activision is going to forward with this and will actually do it, but the fans have already told them, look, this has to happen because we all want this game remastered. So shout out to the fans for making things happen that they want that doesn't already exist. You gotta stand up for what you believe in, you guys, if you ever want it to come true. All right, you guys, that is the show for today. We've had a bit of a hiatus, but we're back and we're gonna be doing it all week. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, you can find us on Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, and iTunes. You can find us everywhere, you guys. Don't forget that we love you. God bless you. Have a great night. And remember, keep fiction alive. My name is Jay Long, and I am signing off.